You see, now here's Jehovah's Witness. They said there was calculation of purity. You understand? 7 times that God said it would punish Israel in her own land. And 7 times that laid out in prophetic time. I don't have time to go into all of it and show you by the point what I'm talking about. And they said it reached from 606. That's when the time of the Gentiles began. Ain't that right? It was 606 B.C. when Jerusalem was carried captive to Babylon. Ain't that right? Said that's when the time of the Gentiles began. Ain't that right? And they said 7 times from there would make 2520 years. And when you figure 2520 years from 606, then you land in 1914, ain't that right? And they're walking around saying that Christ or with Joshua the Messiah come in 1914 and the fulfillment of that prophecy. And they miscalculated, ain't that right? So then they are that prognostication of false prophets. You understand? And here's what the Adventists did. When Messiah didn't jump down out of the clouds in 1844 as they expected he would, then they turned right around and did just like them. Devil did that young Jesus when they crucified him, and because he said he was the Son of God, and therefore when they had him out there on the cross, and after he was crucified, even the soldiers had pierced him in the side. When the earthquake had now come, no, God shook the earth back just like a tree, a big tree shaken by a mighty wind. You understand? And the men that crucified out there on the cross said, "Truly, oh truly, that was the Son of God." Just like they said, ain't that right? And now, what I'm talking about is what I'm trying to get you to see. You see, now nothing like that happened in 1914. And then the hypocrites stand up there and tell you Christ come in 1914. And the other hypocrites back young. You understand? And they didn't. And he didn't come in 1844. They said this, just like the Jews did. Said, we made a mistake. They had to admit it because it didn't come. Instead, how we miscalculated the prophet and said instead of him coming back to the earth, he was just ascending on into the most holy place, while he was just going on into heaven. You understand? Mm-hmm. Sit down on the earth. You understand? Just then going in. You understand? At that time, yes, we're told that when God resurrected him from the dead, St. Paul and Peter and all the rest of them said he was exalted on above every name that is named. Oh, ain't that right? Yeah. Above all principalities and powers. Resurrected it, and he extended on through the veil. It put his heaven in sack and sat down there at the right hand of God. That wasn't in 1844. Ain't that right? And they tried to patch it up and say that instead of him coming back in 1944, they done lied and made a mess out of it. And now they're patching it up just like them Jews did when they put him to death out there on the cross. You understand? And that God proved it by himself. Now when he come out of the grave, there was another great earthquake, ain't that right? Yeah. And now, these gods are risen from the dead. Now here comes up the second air, ain't that right? And now as he gets out of that, you understand? And he goes on up to Jerusalem, ain't that right? Yeah. And he appeals to the apostles up there, ain't that right? Yeah. Some said, it's too good to me. You understand? Yeah. Then I won't be, unless I'm making any hope. Ain't that right? You boys telling me about, I don't think you lie. I just don't believe it. And can I see it for myself? Ain't that right? You left behind closed doors. Now, here he comes, standing right there in the midst. And you tell me how he got in there behind closed doors. You can explain to me how he got out of the tomb. You understand? And here he is. And he says, reach, here your finger. Ain't that right? And touch me. And feel me. See this. Me, myself. Ain't that right? That is to say, he just had a sudden appearance. You understand? Instead of talking, reaching for his finger and putting it in the old holes where he was crucified and in the palms of his hand. Ain't that right? I just had something for that back there too. Ain't that right? You couldn't explain why that boy couldn't believe. Ain't that right? You understand? And he's telling, told Mary and them down at the tomb, said, don't touch me. Because I've not yet ascended to my Father. Ain't that right? But now he goes up here, the 1,000 times, up there in Jerusalem. All right, son, now you touch me. Put forth your hand. Touch me. Ain't that right? You understand? I want you to see what you're talking about. And Thomas, that didn't believe. Understand? There he was, there, right in their presence, behind the closed door, up there in the synagogue. Ain't that right? And Thomas, you understand? That's why he couldn't believe until that apparition appeared. There, because a prophecy they had to be full. You understand? And it says that the governor shall be up on his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful. He shall be called Prince of Peace. Ain't that right? Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. You understand? And he shall be called the Mighty God. Ain't that right? That's what the prophet said. Then Scott Thomas putting forth his hand, feeling in the fingers in the hole. When he turned around and looked at it, you understand? It was just like he was before he died. There was a nail print in his hand. He didn't have to reach forth. And the prophecy was full of this. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. You see what I'm talking about? That's him, my Lord and my God. You understand? I don't have to put my fingers on it. I don't have to put my fingers in the hole. I can see for myself. The prophecy is big, full of this. I can't help myself. I've got to believe it. God, I said, for myself. You understand what I'm talking about? Little boy, them soldiers, they went on up there and told him, said, look here, Messiah has risen from the dead, just like he said. You understand? You rolled the stone up to the door because you said the doctor said he would raise from the dead on the third day, and now you've got permission from the gate to go down there and steal up the tomb and make it as safe as you can. Ain't that right? You understand? So they went on top. He left the tomb, and they're like, from the saints and the good, not death, and death, and that mighty angel, even now, that element was illuminated in the vision, and it's how the angel rolled back the stone, and they fell in dead men, and they knew they had resurrected. Not only that, Jerusalem was shaken with a mighty earthquake, and them boys went on back up to Jerusalem, right on back. Up to the Sanhedrin, God has given them permission. And right on back, from where they got off, the permission from the seal of the tomb. And said, look here, boy, you understand? You made a mistake when you crucified him up. Now you understand? Now he's risen from the dead. And they said, boy, we don't want this to get out to the public. Ain't that right? They bribed the soldiers. Just keep your mouth shut about this. Because if you don't keep your mouth shut, our last day, you understand? That tomb would be worse than the first. Ain't that right? You understand what I'm talking about? All right. Now it was their duty to put to death anybody that was out there preaching their erroneous doctrine. And here they done bribed the apostle Paul. You understand? Give him the duty to make him feel like a big shot. Out there. You understand? Daily out there on the way to the end. You understand? He wrote, told him that I'm buried. Within myself, yes. That I ought to do many things. I'm fairer to the shocking world in the name of Joshua and his son. Not there he is. He's on his way on down to the Damascus. You understand? And there he was. He appeared to him in the highway at the Damascus. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, Paul, he wants to go back up to Jerusalem and tell all of them that he didn't even come. So big shot, it's time to keep it from getting out. You understand? I want to go back and tell him, you're not making no fool out of me no more. You understand? Get me free from the dead. And I'll see what God holds out. You understand? Yeah. I see. Yeah. And on the way to the back. You understand? He said, look here, Lord, what do you have me to do? You understand? Yeah. You understand? But what I'm saying, and he didn't tell Paul to go back to Jerusalem. And tell them, boy, what do you see? Never told him that. Right. Said, but what must I do? Said, you keep on your journey and go on down to Damascus and down off straight street and enter into the house and Judas and Ananias. Right. That I got a man coming down. He'll tell you what to do. Right. Ain't that right? And when Ananias come on down and entered it, you understand? And he told Paul what to do. You understand? He was delivering the message from the Messiah. You understand? Listen to me now. Here he go. He instead of him going back to Jerusalem. Where are you going down? He said, I went on down into Arabia. Ain't that right? Yeah. Where are you going into Arabia, boy? Why don't you go on back to Jerusalem? Tell this big shot back there. But what are you going into Arabia for? I'm going into Arabia because of this big Mount Sinai. Let him pray and come to the name of God and spoke to the children of Israel from Mount Sinai in Arabia. You understand? Listen. looking at me now. Here he go. He instead of him going back to Jerusalem. Where are you going now? He said, I went on down into Arabia. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Where are you going into Arabia, boy? Why don't you go on back to Jerusalem? Tell this big shot back there. But what are you going into Arabia for? I'm going into Arabia because of his feet. Mount Sinai. Let him wait and come near the God and spoke to the children of Israel from Mount Sinai in Arabia. You understand? Mm-hmm. He becomes the pillar and the ground of the truth. You understand? And it was he that was speaking from the top of the mountain, off of Jerusalem above, not Jerusalem beneath. So you born into Arabia. Ain't that right? And if you know anything about the geographical layout on the other side or on this side of Jordan, here is where the tabernacle is. Ain't that right? That's where the tribe, part of the tribe was set. Ain't that right? He went on in that and he preached to the Jews. Ain't that right? You understand? And for the space 15 years, he never saw Peter. None of them. You understand? But what? Ain't that right? And he didn't go up to see Peter to find out whether he could go and preach. He'd already been down there preaching. Ain't that right? You understand what I'm talking? Preaching in Arabia. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is this. There, that boy, you understand? He found out, and he told Timothy. He said, look here. And he told not only Timothy, he told King Herod Agrippa. He told Felix, Festus, and Agrippa. That's king, priest, and you understand?
Yes.
The king, priest, and the governor was locked with a ball and chain when he stood there. Said, I caught myself at the old king because I'm permitted to speak for myself. And I want to touch all of them things. Well, the Jews, well, they accused me. And I wish that you were there. I am, except this ball and chain. But nevertheless, I accept the privilege. Said, now look here. I'm touching all things. I caught myself at that I'm permitted that you give me permission to speak for myself in my own defense, to be my own attorney. You understand me? I'm not here. And to be my own case. He said, now this man, okay. He said, now this, that I'm fixing to tell you now, say all of the Jews, all of them in Palestine, all of them in Canaan land, everywhere that the Jews back here in Canaan land said, okay, that all of them know. You understand how I persecuted the church of God and put them in prison, and then Stephen was stoned to death. I stood by and held the reins of them that slew him. Said, okay, all of the Jews, they know this. They know how I fought, and they know what I have done. You understand? Now when he gets ready to write his letter to his son Timothy, you understand? When he found out that he was wrong because those Jews wouldn't keep the law, you understand? He was putting them in jail, you understand? Because they would do the same thing that they're doing out here in the Roman Catholic Church. Cancer, the lady of the bread and the wine, all that natural is gone. Washing feet, baptizing, and all that kind of thing. It's all out. You understand what I'm talking about? And here's the apostle without that crying against it. You see what I'm talking about? And yet Paul thought that they ought to keep it. You understand? Keep the law of Moses. They didn't realize that the law of Moses was the ending down at the cross, and it was the flesh that nailed to the cross. And you understand? And he was putting them to death because Moses of old time had to ever see him and preach him. Ain't that right? Preach the car about it. Now I found that, and it's all over. Now I've discovered by the Holy Ghost being in me and revealing to me what it's all about. All of the natural is gone, and the devil is using the same trick right now that I'm seeing you in those time orders. Lord's Supper, foot washes, and Passover, the natural thing, dragging them over from the other side of the cross, denying that Messiah died and put him to death. Some of them time orders, you understand? He told Timothy, his son, said, look here, when I put them boys to death, talking to Timothy, his son, in the pit. You understand? He said, I'm not hardly fit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But he said, I did it through ignorance and unbelief. Ain't that right? Yes, he said, I was an injurious person and a blasphemer, but I received mercy because I did it through ignorance and unbelief. Ain't that right? What they're doing and telling you to eat them crackers and them grapes, juice, and call it taking the communion. Ain't that right? Come dragging you around. And I understand, with those natural things, you understand? And the body of Christ, or the church, is a spiritual body. And here you got it up there, and they're using all them natural things, you understand? Just like they're using them natural guns, you see, you understand? And our weapons, and we're fighting, you understand? It's spiritual wickedness in high places and babbling that's outside got these people doing all these natural things. You understand? They know there's nothing to it from the pulpit to the door. The Pope, the priest, and everybody else, you understand? They know that it's wrong. And they, you understand? Since they know that it is wrong, there's no comfort. There's no peace in it. You understand? And they just keep right on with that lie. Keep right on deceiving the soul. In these last days, but babbling, which is confusing. All that thought, if you want to talk about it, not, yeah, not on the Roman Catholic, down in the Methodist Church, we got two of them down there now. They say that God is dead, you understand? They just couldn't make the grave, you understand? The big shots in the church, and they say that God is dead, I can't feel nothing. You understand? Because they've been practicing these things, they can't feel it. They can't get no hearing from God at all. You understand? They can't feel the Spirit, you understand? Because it's apostle Paul said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, not them that's being deceived, standing up here lying about the eating the crackers and say, Messiah said in Matthew 26, as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you understand? You will show forth my death and suffering till I come. That's what they say that he said. And he said it to his disciples. He said it under the dispensation of law. And listen, I just got through telling that how he come back from the dead and went right on back up there, right into the castle, right on up there. He'd come, he'd back again, you understand? Even before he sent, you understand? And that ended up the thing. You see what I'm talking about? I'm just trying to make it clear. But now they're doing this thing, re-crucifying, putting him to an open shame, you understand? Around here in these churches, you know, and them old wicked spirits deceiving and fooling you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? See? No, you ain't gonna get no Holy Ghost. You can't stand with it. You see, that's why there's so many of them. Now these millions, you understand, is cast out.
Yeah.
You see, in all these churches. You see, from there on down the time, up until the present. Now the mystery of iniquity will already work. Now remember, I'm closing out now. See, so be patient. And try to understand and close. You understand? Now when Paul wrote that to the Thessalonians, you understand? They expected him to jump down out of the clouds. You understand? Now, that's First Thessalonians. You understand when he wrote the First Thessalonians? They didn't understand. It's like the Holy Witness. And just like the Seventh-day Adventist. And they expected him then to come. And now since he didn't come, now he's here. And they've been expecting him all along. You understand? Now they've got weak knees. You understand? You understand? Not that the church. The Indians are just going out about a thousand. The churches, you can find them all over the city. You understand? The faith. You understand? The people won't go to church. You understand? The sick, the sick. Remember what I told you? They won't go to church. They don't get nothing. And all that they're after in the church, the preacher, teacher, and all the rest of them. All they have is your money. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You set up that man. I'll take a fool out of you. You set up here drinking some grape juice and cracking and washing somebody's feet and dragging you around in a fool behind and you're not getting anything. And you're fooling. Keep on sitting there. You understand? Now, if you want to talk about, you're a deceit. You're afraid to get up and walk out and deny and say there ain't nothing. Do it. You understand? Because now I'm trying to make the thing real clear to you. You understand? And now down here, just like they call it for peace. Peace, peace. You understand? And there's no peace, you understand? But the wicked is just like a seed which cast up dirt and mud. And if you want some peace, if that's what you want, I'm not talking about you understand? Only I'm in there now. I'm talking about you have the peace right in your seat, right by your neck. So you have it within your heart because the Messiah is the Spirit in your heart. That's the only thing that's going to give you any peace in this wicked world because the war and the rumors of war, the fighting and the strife. Paul said, he that is born after the flesh persecutes him that is born after the Spirit.
Yes.
You understand? But the man is born after the Spirit. You understand? He judges all things, that he himself is judged of no man. You understand? I'm standing up here. You can't tell me of nothing now. You understand? Because out of my mouth, just as John Warren wants his own eyes, and say, out of his mouth went stop. Do it before. He talked about the words they said. And Paul said, take with you the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shot out with the preparation of God. You understand? And now you understand? And you go on out. You go out and fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Not only that, I want to let you know that he said, look again, man said, who goes to warfare? That is no expense. This man, I'm fighting. I might get killed at any time, but I'm saying my expense is paid by the heavenly.
right.
Of course, you understand. That's that. And I got to see a face the devil can't penetrate, but not a one of them kind, not a one of them natural things. He can't come around and say I'm doing anything. He says, well, it's going out of my mouth. Just like the Messiah said, and he that believes on me, John 5, 39, he that believes on me, that's the scripture said that, out of his mouth, out of his belt, he'll flow rivers of living water. You don't see. You don't have no tattoos in it. Now you got folk over there in the road while watching. Trying to show how humble he is and all this kind of thing. He said, I'm a manifestation of humility. You understand? And he's not kiss that big black Negro face standing up there. I'm just going to tell you that. You understand? Or the assembly. You understand what I'm talking about? No, they didn't do that back there. What? In the congregation of the assembly. Now you understand? And here he is, up here in the congregation of the assembly. And this set is going up. He can't feel nothing in their heart. You understand? And they don't want to be embarrassed and humiliated. You understand? They've been going to their head hole so long, setting up that and then lying dead up there in the foot, preaching some of all these nasty things.
Yeah.
shooting. Yeah, gun can't shoot. I'm going to close this out.
Go ahead.
Now, in the second chapter, Paul wrote that epistle, and he didn't come. You see, he was the gun. The prophets of faith. You understand? And now they didn't understand. So now they're telling me that Paul writing a letter and explaining to them that don't you get excited if you don't understand my epistle. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? For the day of the Lord should come to sleep in the night. You understand? Now he's telling about the day of the Lord. All right, read.
Now we beseech you, brother.
Now
we beseech you, brother.
Now we beseech you. Now we beg you, brother. All right, read on.
By the coming of our Savior, Yahshua.
By the coming of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah.
And by the gathering together
unto him. Our gathering together unto him.
That you be not soon shaken in mind.
Don't you get shook up. You understand? And you let things line off. You understand? Somebody say, come on up there, sister and brother. We're going to the moment, man. If you give me your hand. Show you how to pray to say, and Protestantism is down. You understand how to cry peace, peace. And the devil over here appealing with his natural warfare, weapons of warfare. But the spirit is the weapons of our warfare, misjudging the thing from the spiritual. You understand?
That's right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. He said that day shall not come, except that day, listen, shall not come until they come a falling away first. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roman Catholic, I just got through telling you, it's flat enough flip. And you understand? Yes, Pope, a lying dog, you understand? Did you call his horns a... Yes, that's it, a lying bastard. What do you say that for? A lying old bastard. Now here's why I said that. You see, no, I don't believe in using slang.
Right.
See, it's just what I said.
Right.
See, this old devil is deceived. He was sent by the second to come all the way down. So now that day shall not come, except they come a falling away first. And that man is sin, the son of perdition. Ain't that right? And that's got to get
right.
And the son of perdition, the revealer. Ain't that right? Read.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Let nobody fool you. You see? But you let nobody, you let this Pope and these hypocrite preachers and these politicians fool you. You understand? They're tricking around, yeah, you understand? The ermine robe on, a great big hat on, you know, sitting up someplace, you know, saying, occupying the chair. Say, listen, there's no mediator between God and man in the flesh now. Paul said in 1 Timothy 2:5, I said that. You're recording, I'm going to let you know I know that's in the Bible. You don't need to run around no page in no Bible. She don't mean nothing. You understand? Why, the new covenant. You understand? He moved out of the flesh. Now he's a quickening spirit in your heart. And no flesh and blood is between you and God. God is dealing directly with you. You understand? And these hypocrite preachers, as a new covenant said, they shall all know me from the least, the very least, to the most humble, the doorkeeper, from the least to the grace, to the prophet. You understand? And to, from the king that sits on the throne. You understand? They'll all know me from the least to the greatest. And they'll listen. He himself, not the Pope,
not the pastor. You understand? Well, who are they?